Making movies is a complicated business. A film may originate in one form and then travel mysterious and shifting channels until it reaches the screen in nearly unrecognizable form. That's what NPR's Art Silverman discovered with a book and then movie called Tell No One.
The book Tell No One was the sort of quick, lively read I like when I travel or have time to kill. Lots of mystery, some contemporary humor, and a story set in a locale I could instantly relate to.
My novels are very specific, for the most part, about suburban New Jersey.
That's author Harlan Coben. What attracted me to his work is that Coben grew up in the very same town I did, Livingston, New Jersey. I regard the township as pleasant, quiet, stable, and, well, a little boring. Fortunately for readers, Harlan Coben doesn't see it that way.
Suburban New Jersey is really the bastion of the American dream, the battleground of the American dream. You know, it's where people go and they try to live their lives and do right and have the backyard and the fence and the basketball court in the yard and raise kids. And where the dream comes true, it's also a great place to explore where it can ripen and darken and die.
That was especially true for Tell No One. The novel involves a character who vanishes early on, then reappears years later. Then I heard Tell No One had been turned into a movie, and this spring it came out on DVD. The title was the same, the plot follows the same course, but nothing sounded the way I expected. That's definitely not the New Jersey State Police. That's because Coben's wonderful Garden State tale became a French movie.
C'est pas le problème, elle est cavalière, elle est pas gestionnaire. Qui va finir par s'en occuper de ses écuries? C'est moi. Moi, j'ai pas le temps.
With subtitles. With outdoor dinner parties where wine was served. Instead of the turnpike, there were boulevards. Instead of rest stops, there was the French countryside. Despite the shift of scenery, it was a darn good movie, which flies in the face of Harlan Coben's determination to stick to the terrain he knows best in print.
There's something very universal in the specific. And the more you say to yourself, you know what would sell better if I made it every city USA? Because that way the people in Illinois will get it better. You're dead as a writer.
But he's very much alive. The successful leap of Tell No One to the screen did soften Harlan Coben's resolve to keep his feet planted on New Jersey soil. In his most recent novel, Long Lost, Coben allows his hero to leap across the Atlantic mid-story to visit Paris. And get this, now Hollywood wants to remake Tell No One. And they will, of course, move the story back to the USA.
Think about that for a moment. It was an American book turned into a French film, which will now be turned into an American film.
And with a little luck, maybe even a New Jersey film. Art Silverman, NPR News.
Our program is directed by Greg Dixon, edited by Allison McAdam, and produced by Neil Carruth. The technical director is Bill Deputy, assisted by Paris Morgan. The engineering supervisor is Mitch Eaton.
Our planning editors are Susan Feeney and Jerry Holmes. The staff includes Franklin Cater, Julia Buckley, Sonari Glinton, Bilal Qureshi, Carol Klinger, Chelsea Jones, Viet Le, and Rhonda Ray.
The executive producer is Christopher Turpin. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.